I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS targeted more Muslim-populated areas in Syria on Sunday, while the nation suffers another loss. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says God is using the bad for good.
The Muslims are also being persecuted. Certain Muslim groups that they don't perceive as radical enough are also being persecuted. As a result of all of this, the Muslims are seeing the truth about Islam. They're having their eyes opened, and there's a turning to the gospel in great numbers. The Christians are the ones who are reaching out to people.
Vision Beyond Borders is meeting physical needs, but also giving out Arabic New Testament Bibles.
They're being very, very well received. They've already handed out over 1,000.
VBB is excited for God to change lives and asks for your prayer.
There are over 6 million that have fled. It's obviously not something that one person is going to meet the needs of or one organization. It's got to be the body of Christ.
3 years ago, the Barna Research Group asked the question, is evangelism going out of style? The report focused on North America, where the results were mixed. Mark Kordick of the Seed Company says,
the good news is it's not on the decline worldwide, and all it takes is a remnant. And even if millions are involved as the remnant, millions can reach the 2 billion.
In fact, it's partly why the Seed Company joined a ministry alliance involved in reaching those 2 billion. This week, they're rolling out the first International Day for the Unreached, and it's Pentecost Sunday this year, May 15th.
You know, with technology and partnership, we're closer to reaching that 2 billion than ever.
There are free downloadable resources available, including prayer guides, a manifesto, and much more. You'll find the link at missionnews.org. Persecution is on the rise, and there's a growing call to arms in a spiritual war. On March 4th, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to the free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Go to missionnews.org for the details and to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.